Stephan Good Day program. We have a lot of things in store for you in this hour. It's Beyond Good Day, where we are more involved in stories. We can focus more on things, including some of the good new television programs that are on. There's a new show called Archer that's on FX on Thursdays at 10 o'clock, and we have the lady who's the star of it, the female lead, Aisha Taylor,
Tyler. She's also on The Talk.
She is on The Talk.
And on 24.
She used to be on 24. And Ghost Whisperer, my wife's favorite.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, we'll meet her in a few moments. In the meantime, I want you to reflect on some things for a moment. Roberta and Jennifer and Richie and I talk about this on the air, off the air. Sometimes we all take things for granted. And so when it comes to our country, when it comes to the sacrifices that are made by the people who are fighting for freedom, whether you agree with whether we should be here, there, or whatever, these people volunteer. We don't tell them they have to come to serve the country. They think that this is, an important task. And so what drives me nuts is that there are people in our government who don't value the soldiers when they return home the way they ought to be. So that has forced into, our reality the need for groups like the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Purple Heart Service Foundation is dedicated to seeing that all veterans, no matter whether they have a Purple Heart or not, receive the support they need. With your help, they can continue to go above and beyond to serve those who are doing the job or who have served us in some way, shape, or form. I invite you to get involved by making a donation to the Purple Heart Service Foundation. You can donate unneeded vehicles around, boats, anything with a title, that sort of thing. Or you can give cash, use a credit card. All of what you give is completely tax deductible. The Purple Heart Service Foundation relies on people like you to help people like those who have been helped so well so many times by their organization, who have worn a uniform proudly to serve our country. So if you think you want to help, here's what you do. You call this number, 877-743-1631. Is that right? Yeah. 877-743-1631 to help out. Or you can go to purpleheartcars.org.
Just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Stephan with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
We thought a giant gorilla was the perfect mascot for the big deals at Office Max. But the gorilla they sent us is the size of a hamster and is too scared to come down from our ink display. He's about the size of the bonus $15 iTunes gift card you get for buying $75 or more of qualifying ink. And iTunes bonus is a big deal. Our gorilla, not so much. Find thousands of big deals at Office Max. Offer ends January 19th. Excludes Epson, Office Max, and ink refill. Limit 2.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
Chapstick it to my lips, raspberry cream I can't resist. Flavor fruity, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Birch to berry, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my list. La 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick Raspberry Cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
We thought a giant gorilla was the perfect mascot for the big deals at Office Max. But the gorilla they sent us is the size of a hamster and is too scared to come down from our ink display. He's about the size of the bonus $15 iTunes gift card you get for buying $75 or more of qualifying ink. And iTunes bonus is a big deal. Our gorilla, not so much. Find thousands of big deals at Office Max. Offer ends January 19th. Excludes Epson, Office Max, and Ink Refill. Limit 2.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Before we meet Aisha Tyler, Jennifer, we always seem to have a daily Lindsay. Is it the Lindsay Watch? The Lindsay Story?
We are on Lindsay Watch constantly, yeah. Yes.
Today's
well, Lindsay
report.
Lohan yesterday fired her lawyer.
Yeah.
And then she, she was in Los Angeles court yesterday and pled not guilty to charges about the car accident that happened in June when Lindsay said she wasn't driving the car when it crashed, but she actually was.
Yeah.
Pre-trial date was January 30th, and Lindsay's been ordered to appear, so she has to be at that when she was not in court yesterday. A probation violation hearing has been set for her on February 27th, which she must also attend.
Yeah, there it is.
The sad thing is that the current lawyer, the one that she just fired, actually had to do the plea for her.
Really?
And now Mark Heller will be taking over her case. Yeah.
All right. So there's a woman, an actress, gets a lot of negative attention. Mm-hmm. I wonder when we meet some of these folks, Richie, like Aisha Tyler, who joins us now from the new show Archer on FX, which premieres on Thursday at 10 o'clock Eastern. Aisha, you heard us talking a little about Lindsay Lohan. What do you make of all of the, mostly women, although there are some young men that are becoming big actors or entertainers?
Well, you had Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Who get into all kinds train wreck.
Of trouble in the young. How old were you, by the way, first when you knew you were going to be a success doing this?
Oh, God, I don't think you ever know you're going to be a success. I mean, 39. All I can say for myself is I'm probably cut from different cloth than those kids. I was an improv and sketch comic in high school, but I finished college. I had a degree. You know, I'm kind of a type A personality. I'm really focused on work, and I went through the period of being a screw up, but I went through it in college where there weren't any cameras around. You know, a lot of these
when you're supposed to do
the same stuff every 18 and 19 and 20 year old does. It's just they're
and before Facebook.
Yeah. When I was a kid, I did shots until 4 a.m. and fell asleep on the lawn in front of my professor's classroom. I did a million stupid things.
I did that too.
There were no cell phone cameras back then.
Before I thought I loved you, now I know I did.
You know, and so the unfortunate thing for these people, and there are men and women doing it, but it's more shocking when women doing it, which is why we're paying more attention to it,
yeah.
Is that they're young, they have unlimited money, they have people around them that won't say no. And that is just a recipe for disaster. You know, when you have someone who essentially gets their way all the time, it would turn anybody into a total jackhole. And these people have unlimited resources, and they have nobody telling them not to do what, you know, not to act crazy, because for a lot of the people around these celebrities, they're their meal ticket. So they're not gonna fight them. They're gonna let them just kind of fall apart. And that's the tragedy. But I was just lucky that I was raised by, you know, parents who just beat me into a paste if I you know, didn't get my crap together. And I care more about, you know, doing good in the world than I do about partying. And also I drink indoors where no one can see me.
There you go.
So what's your drink? Okay.
And
what's your drink?
We can solve all our problems by just staying home.
Yes. What's your drink of preference, Aisha?
Oh, I'm a bourbon girl.
Really?
Now, yeah, I love bourbon. I'm a patriot. I drink American whiskey. And then I do like a nice gin. Every once in a while, a gin martini. I don't drink vodka because a vodka martini is just a glass of booze, my friend. But I'm a big bourbon drinker.
I see a picture of you on your website at AishaTyler.com drinking a nice cold beer.
I'm drinking a delicious handcrafted American brew there. Wow. I don't do it anymore because I work so much I don't have time, but I used to be a big home brewer when I was younger.
Oh,
and brewed all the beer for my wedding and stuff like that. But I don't have any time.
I have to bow out of this before my wife gets very jealous, because anytime I meet a woman that brews her own beer, I gotta bow out.
You feel a little woozy.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about Archer, which is on FX, which is it's a channel that's devoted to a lot of action shows. Your show starts on Thursday at 10 in the evening, the season premiere. One of these shows that is sort of the half season, which a lot of us who like good shows, it was frustrating when you were on 24. Did you ever feel like it was there wasn't enough time? You had 24 episodes for sure, but you got to get them in 6 months or less. And,
mm-hmm.
and it just we all grew up expecting sort of the season to last longer.
Right. I mean, I think the reason why a lot of networks are doing shorter seasons, there are two reasons. One is economics. You know what I mean? It's just expensive to make 22 episodes of a show. But I think for these cable networks, they really want to focus on excellence. You know what I mean? It's mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys watch things like The Walking Dead, but or Game of Thrones, things like that. You know, their shows are expensive to make. They want them to be beautiful. And when you make 13 episodes instead of 22, you're able to make the best 13 episodes. Because everybody watches a big drama on a big network, and then some episodes just suck. Some are great, and some suck. It's because it's hard to write 22 great hours of TV every year. But for me, on something like 24, that was an incredible show, excellent in every way. It was great to be on there, and I lived a lot longer than I expected. I think, I remember somebody interviewing me, and they were like,
when you die,
afraid of dying. I was like, bitch, I know I'm going to die. I know I'm dying.
It's everybody dies except Chloe and Jack. That's it. I realize everybody's expendable.
Everybody. They should have called that show 24: Everybody Dies. With something like Archer, it's such a popular show, and now we're in our fourth season, and it's more than a cult hit. But last year, the network asked us for 16 episodes, and people may not know this, but our show is unique in that the guy who created the show, Adam Reed, writes every episode. Mm-hmm. And so, again, 22 episodes is just too many for one guy to write, and he's been looking for other people to write the show, and he's had a hard time finding people who really get...
Yeah.
If people haven't seen Archer, the sensibility is very unique, and Adam and I came up with this word when we were at Comic-Con last summer. It's a combination of incredibly smart and incredibly filthy, and we use the word smilfy quite a bit of the time for the show, and it's just a hard tone for people to strike, and so he writes most of the episodes. And as a result, you get 13 perfect episodes, but that's all you're getting out of that guy. He's got to go into hibernation.
So I have not seen this, but it's a raunchy animated spy spoof.
Yeah, I
have to check it out.
It's James Bond meets The Office.
Really?
If everybody could curse.
Wow.
So,
all right. So you can catch...
It's an office comedy about spies. Everybody is drunk and having sex with each other and perfect. Walking around with weapons.
Right.
And you can imagine what happens.
Right.
I'm so proud of it. It's probably one of the best things I've ever done. The great thing about it is it's really unapologetically a show for grown-ups. You know what I mean? Even though it's an animated show, there's references to Chaucer and then also poop jokes.
There you go. Archer, it's at 10 o'clock on Thursdays. Aisha Tyler here on Good Day.
Can't wait.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
After the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, our story hour. The talents now of one R. McFadden here, R.C. McFadden, who has a story that perhaps will enlighten us as to how he and Aisha are going to make sweet music and beer together.
And beer.
Yeah, I want to make beer with her.
Make beer with her.
Funny.
Hey, baby, I want to make beer with you.
All right, so you know in China they have the rule where you're only allowed to have one child. Right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So get
that
this.
They still have that?
They changed that a little bit. Yeah.
I think they're lightening up on it. But back when this story took place, it was the case. A Chinese man has sued his wife over their ugly baby. He says, there's no way that we could have created a baby this ugly.
God knows I could not be producing an ugly child. No.
His name is John Fang.
Sure.
And
Mr. Fang.
Mr. Fang. And according to documents, when he gave birth to their baby, he was immediately startled by the appearance of the child.
Let's just be honest. All little babies are ugly, though, aren't they?
They're usually wrinkled.
In the delivery room, he immediately suspected his wife of having an affair.
Oh, my goodness.
So here's the best part of it. They had DNA tests, and it proved that the baby was, he was the father, and she was the mother, obviously. Come to find out, she admits to going to Korea and having tons of plastic surgery. She's the ugly one in the family.
Yeah.
Before she met him?
Before she met him. So he's only known her, like, really rocking hot.
Yeah.
But she had to spend tons of bucks to get there.
Really?
And they show a picture of her before and after. Yeah, and there's a big difference.
And he never figured it out.
He never knew. So they've got the ugly baby now, and he's divorcing her because she was dishonest with him. And now they have an ugly baby.
Did he get to have another baby with someone else?
Well, I don't know. If the laws have tightened, have loosened up, then maybe he will. But at this point, he pretty much blew it. That was his one shot.
You have an ugly kid.
So can you imagine the kid, though? The kid, when he grows up, my dad left my mom because she was formerly ugly, and I was the ugly baby, and the reason that my dad left my mom.
What do you think, in terms of high visibility, this is a high visibility story for sure, but, and you know, we made a great deal out of Heath Ledger dying a few years ago, and now his children, I think he had, didn't he have two children?
Just one.
One daughter, I think, yeah.
Yeah, one, yeah.
There is this, apparently the grandparents are doing a lot of the raising of this child. And so you wonder what, in this circumstance, what does a child learn about her father through the eyes of either the mother or the grandparents that you, that never will be able to be experienced? I think that's one of the things that, I mean, I don't think, I hope it never happens. I don't have grandchildren, and who knows when I will. But you know what I'm saying? He dies of a drug overdose. So what do you tell the child about her father and the fact that he had this great career going and he dies because he was stupid? You know,
well, you know, I think in his case they'll make it out to be more of an accidental overdose than it was abuse issues. You know, Michael Jackson.
There's research to show it was an abuse thing, and I think it does take a toll on the kid. I mean, I don't know. It's one thing. I mean, at least the grandparents are involved to give her a little dose of her dad, but I don't know how you grow up that way. That's a tough burden to carry, I think.
Well, especially if people know who your father was, there's a thing that goes on with the children.
Your dad. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. So you wonder about that sometimes out loud as to what happens in those circumstances. We all need to be a little bit more sensitive, I think, and sensible about what we expose our children to. They're exposed to way too much, way too soon, in my opinion. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio.
In 1992, when my first novel, The Black Echo, came out with Harry Bosch as its protagonist, if I knew then that I'd be writing about him 20 years later, or if someone told me I'd be writing about him 20 years later, I'd say they were crazy.
Crime novelist Michael Connelly has written over 30 books, but his most enduring and popular character is LAPD detective Harry Bosch. The Black Box is his latest and the 18th to feature the fictional detective Bosch. We spoke with the former real-life crime beat writer and now best-selling fiction crime writer.
It's kind of a dream job. It's just something you can't see happening. First of all, you don't know if you have it within yourself. You don't know if a character that you've created in one book has, you know, the depth or the possible depth to keep going book after book. And then there's the intangibles. You don't know if readers are going to connect with this character and want to come back over and over again. So I've been very fortunate and lucky beyond anything I could have imagined. I think my process has certainly changed. Everybody evolves. Everyone, hopefully, the more they do a job, they get better at that job, and I hope and that that's the case with me. The key thing about writing is to be able to keep your head down and focus on what's inside you and what you want to get out on the page or the screen. And there's all kinds of things that can be distracting, and some of them come from within, you know, in terms of confidence. And I think I've been able to, over the years and the books, my process has changed in that I'm able to really filter out the distractions and focus much better now than I could 10 years ago or 10 years before that.
Visit us on
the GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Never before has there been a nail hardener that requires no drying time. The all-natural herbal blends of Nails of Steel can help eliminate cracking, splitting, hangnails, and other nail problems with virtually no drying time. Nails of Steel is hypoallergenic and biodegradable, and is so easy to use, you can keep it at the home or at the office. Just massage this rich, creamy herbal lotion over your natural or polished nails, and within the first week, you will begin to notice your nails looking healthier and strengthening.
My fingernails were always chipped, and then I started using Nails of Steel. Today, my nails are healthy and strong, and they look like I just walked out of the salon.
Nails of Steel is also used by men. Men work hard, and our hands can show it.
I used to have split, broken nails. With Nails of Steel, I can work hard, be rough, and still have strong nails to keep my hands looking groomed.
You don't have to be a female to want Nails of Steel. Everyone wants a good-looking pair of hands. And broken, chipped, and damaged nails can be painful. Go to nailsofsteel.com for healthy, manicured-looking nails. Nailsofsteel.com for the salon in a bottle. That's nailsofsteel.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Now 33 after the hour, Doug Steffens Beyond Good Day Hour with Rich and Jennifer and Roberta, and Uri Geller joins us from England on this good day to talk about things that are all about our realities. Some people look at their reality differently. That's what makes the world go round, perhaps. We all have different points of view, different things that we're thankful for or we're involved in. So there's a new book out, Uri, called To Be Continued. And it is a book about reincarnation, the purpose of our lives. And in it is a good deal of discussion about dogs, cats, animals in general, and whether or not they come back to learn their lessons the same as we do as human beings. I wonder what your take is on that. You and I have talked about reincarnation.
Yes.
I'm not sure you're on board with it as much as I am.
Well, I do believe in reincarnation. When we die, our energy, the soul, the spirit, call it whatever you want to, separates from the physical body and enters a different realm, a different dimension. And you know, there are so many books written about people who almost died, and they all tell the story of that bright, beautiful tunnel with amazing rainbow colors and the light,
right.
And they're all proceeding towards that light, and the light being maybe the gate to heaven, paradise, or that other dimension. But as we humans die and we pass over to the other side, I do believe that certain energies and spirits do reincarnate. So do animals. I mean, I've had dogs all my life since I was, I think, 1 year old. And there's no doubt in my mind that some of my dogs have reincarnated in other dogs that I had.
Mm-hmm.
And also, wherever you Google today and you put reincarnation, you will be finding hundreds and hundreds of stories, if not thousands, of true, legitimate, bona fide reincarnation stories. So, yes, I do believe in that. I believe we can and do reincarnate. Maybe not all of us, but many of us.
Mm. And what do you think, is there ever a study or has there been a study that you know of where people considered, after understanding what reincarnation was all about, whether in fact they are learning their lessons or whether people even understood that there was a relationship between one's past life and the current life?
Well, let me tell you an experience that I saw with my own eyes. And I'll try to tell it very quickly. When I was around 21, 22, I expanded my demonstrations, my shows of mental ability on the stage because I had to prolong my show. So I included hypnotism. And I would hypnotize people, make them feel that they're flying over the equator. They would strip off their clothes. I'd give them onions to eat and telling them that they're apples, juicy apples. They were devouring the onions. And then at one stage, I used to do a reincarnation test. I would bring the person down in hypnosis under deep trance. I would tell them, you're 5 years old, you're 4 years old, you're 3 years old now, you're 2 years old, you're 1 year old now, and now you are not born yet. And now go back into your past. I remember this incident when I invited a Moroccan Israeli onto the stage. Obviously he spoke Moroccan, Arabic and Hebrew, dark haired and so on. When I took him to zero age and beyond backwards, lo and behold, Doug, I held the microphone to his mouth, the guy started speaking Polish.
Really?
Polish. Very clear, fluent Polish. I didn't know it was Polish. It took me by surprise. So I asked the audience, anyone understand him? And lots of people got up and said, yeah, that's Polish. So I questioned him, where are you? And he described a town with horses and buggies and pebbled pathways. It sounded like mid-17th century, somewhere in Warsaw, somewhere in Poland. Now, that blew my mind, because when I took him out of hypnosis, I asked him, you know, this is in front of 400 or 500 audience. I asked him, did you ever learn Polish? He said, I have no idea. What are you talking about? So to me, that was a private validation that this man lived in his past life as a Polish individual somewhere in Poland 200 years ago.
You know, thinking that through, let's go a little bit further. This Uri Geller is with us, the mentalist, the mind control person, not control in a negative sense, but helping people understand how you can use your mind to control what goes on in your life in the most positive way. Uri has certainly had lots of experiences in dealing with people who have been through lots of different things that are unexplainable to the mere minds of most. So in thinking about reincarnation, how about people like Hitler who come back? I always am fascinated when I think about reincarnation, guys like that who are monsters in this life. You got to wonder what their life was before he came into this world as Hitler, and what has happened to him in his next life after he took his own life, after he created the monster that he was and created the mayhem that he did.
So what is your question here?
Wondering what happens to lives or to the souls of reincarnated people like Hitler. How do they learn the next lesson, and how do they, you know, people who are like that, who do so much damage.
Well, Doug, you know what? I can't answer that. I don't know. I would want to believe that he's in hell, so he can't reincarnate. He's, you know, rotting and burning in hell. And I do believe that extremely bad people, murderers and things, you know.
So they don't have a chance. They're done. Their soul is finished.
Yeah, like the guy who, you know, this man who shot all these beautiful children. He's somewhere, his soul is destroyed somewhere out there in the ether of...
But see, if that's the case, then how does the theory work, or how does it hold water? It's why would those people, even though they're horrible people and horrible souls, Why would they be separated out? Because
because you know, if you're religious, and I am, I do believe in God.
Yeah.
So I think there is a judge out there somewhere, and there is a judgment. And I truly believe in that. I might sound kind of naive and maybe a little gullible, but that's my belief system.
No, I think that what happens, a lot of people in various religious experiences are taken advantage of because they are gullible. But in this circumstance, I don't think you can look around. I'm not religious, but I certainly believe in God. You look around, you can't. I have this discussion so much yesterday. I was even discussing it with somebody. When I was looking, I was working in an office in Santa Barbara, California. I looked out the window at the mountains that were there, and I was just sort of taken back from it. I said to this lady, "My God, what a beautiful view. Look at that." And
yes,
you see the beauty of nature, and then you attribute it to some energy that's more powerful than we are, whether it's God, whatever you want to call it. It just, there's so much unexplained. We simplify things, and that's why people go to religions, because they need simple explanations for complex things. I think that's what happens.
Yes, you know, the universe is so complex and so unexplainable and so mysterious and so mystical. And I think we know very little about the bigger picture of where we come from, where are we going, what's the purpose, why are we here, what's the reason. And someday, I believe we will discover it one by one. It's going to be a long journey of a billion years. And
well, see, that's it.
We'll see the other planets. Maybe you and I discussed this in the past, and maybe we, as human beings on this Earth, we are extraterrestrials in nature. Mm-hmm. Maybe we did crash on planet Earth with a UFO 300,000-400,000 years ago, and we evolved. Who knows? Maybe we are star children, and we do come from other galaxies, other universes, and so on. And it's very difficult to decipher this puzzle, the mystery. But we're getting there, because there are all these amazing reports of discoveries of ancient paintings and drawings that lead us to believe that there were extraterrestrials who landed here, and there were people with astronaut type of attire who walked the Earth 250,000 years ago. Isn't it incredible and amazing? And the universe is endless. It's infinity. Infinity is the most powerful word, the most powerful symbol in the universe. It just means no end. There is no end to inner space, and there's no end to outer space.
No beginning and no end. Yet there are people like Stephen Hawking, who is the noted genius in America. Many people think he's the smartest person alive, who says the Big Bang Theory proves there is no God, there is no heaven, there is no hell, there is no afterlife, because there was nothing, including a God or a force, before the Big Bang.
Yeah, then, what does he really know?
He doesn't know any more than you and I do. But yet, because he has some credibility, and somebody wants to poo-poo the idea for whatever the reason, I mean, many religionists are very uncomfortable when we have these kind of conversations, because it flies in the face of not necessarily even what their reality is, but their control over people is based on you giving up something about what you think, or, you know, what inside. I want you to question it, and then you're told by your religion, do not question us. We are the best. We are smarter than you are. We can handle all this stuff. Just believe everything we tell you.
Yeah, we don't want anyone controlling our minds. And unfortunately, that's what's happening in many different parts of the world, where people kill themselves in the name of religion.
Right.
We don't want to go there. We're trying to eradicate that through education and political negotiations. And it's not easy, but that's how it is. Some people are fanatics. They are extremists, and they are dogmatic. They just do things because they are so absorbed in other people who control their minds.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's it, really. It's all about control and what we learn.
And fear, Doug.
It's fear.
Let me put it this way. This is, listen to the words. That an urgent desire to get ahead is often the direct result of a fear that we may be left behind. So the people who act out of fear, the extremists, they think that they belong somewhere more beautiful, and they're being promised all kinds of incredibly ridiculous gifts if they murder and if they blow themselves up. and rationality is absolutely destroyed, and they're like, you know, under hypnosis, under a trance. And there is a danger of world leaders of certain nations and countries who unfortunately are striving to get the nuclear weapon. How do you know that such a leader is not going to wake up one morning and tell his nation that he heard God speak to him, and we've got to destroy this country and that country?
Mm-hmm. That's it. See, it's all about the nature of the communication and what you're thinking here. A lot of people would be declared mentally incompetent if they told a story like that, right? They'd be mentally.
Yep.
They said, "Oh, this guy's mental," and they use that term in pretty negative.
Unbelievable. Just think what was going through the minds, in the brains of these terrorists who were sitting in the planes on the way to the World Trade Center.
Yeah. 72 virgins, that was on their mind.
Yeah, shocking.
That nonsense. Yeah. All right, Uri. Very good, stimulating conversation as usual.
Okay.
Those of you who are interested in Uri and his thoughts and what's going on with him, you go to Uri Geller, U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R, urigeller.com. Fascinating stuff there. Yeah, Uri, talk to you again next week. Take good care.
Bye-bye.
Here's a way for you to lose 30 pounds in 12 weeks. Can you do it by dieting alone? The answer probably is no to that question. But, folks, with the help of Axia 30, you'll be very successful losing 30 pounds in 12 weeks. Axia 30 is a breakthrough antioxidant weight loss formula with an ingredient shown in clinical studies to help you lose 30 pounds in 12 weeks while you continue to eat a balanced diet. Did you hear? Eat well and lose the weight. The average weight loss was 30 pounds for both men and women using Axia 30. Axia 30, new frontier in weight loss science, and that's why Ken loves it. It's evidence-based, clinically proven to help you lose that 30 pounds, and it's filled with anti-aging benefits, antioxidants, that kind of stuff. Axia 30. Try it for a full 12 weeks risk-free, and when you call 800-525-8345 to make good on your promise, get yourself in better shape, you'll get a free month supply of Axia 30. So you pay for 3 months, get a fourth one free to ensure you're going to get the whole program taken care of. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen when you call 800-525-8345.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Now get 39-cent color copies in-store, at self-serve, or online at staplescopycenter.com for pickup or delivery. Ends 126. Details in-store or online. Staples. That was easy.
Apply chapstick to my lips. Raspberry cream, I can't resist. Flavor fruity, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Burst of berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my lips. La 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 la. La 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 la.
Apply new chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La la la. La la la.
Chapstick, apply happy.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's juggling school and work.
It's paying my dues on the job.
And it's pulling all-nighters when I need to.
You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Gun violence and gun control. You'll be hearing plenty about this today. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Today's the day President Obama will unveil a package of gun safety proposals. The task force chaired by Vice President Biden sent a series of recommendations to the president. That task force was formed following the school shooting massacre in Newtown, Connecticut, just over a month ago. Meanwhile, the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, has signed the toughest gun control law in the nation. The legislation is the first enacted since the shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School.
This is a gun control bill, if you will, that actually exercises common sense. The first point is people who are mentally ill should not have access to guns.
The law expands New York State's existing ban on assault weapons, limits the size of ammunition magazines to just 7 bullets, and makes private gun sales subject to background checks. Elsewhere, Connecticut Governor Dan Malloy is blasting the National Rifle Association over its release of a target shooting app for mobile phones. Malloy said he's stunned that the NRA would release the Practice Range app on the one-month anniversary of the Sandy Hook Elementary School killings. Malloy did not mince words when he said this.
How dumb can you get? How insulting can you be? How outrageous can your behaviors be? How tone-deaf can you be? You can quote any one of those.
The iPhone and iPad app allows players to choose an inside or outside shooting range and then practice hitting targets or skeet shooting. The app is free, but players can upgrade their weapons for additional fees, and one of the guns available is an AK-47 assault rifle. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
I love you, Frank.
Oh, I love you too, Samsung.
Wait, did you just call me Samsung?
What? Of course not, Janet. That is totally silly. Of course I know your name is Panasonic.
I'm going to my sister's.
Sony, what did I do?
Big screen TVs on the brain? Get to Sears before the game. Get 36-month special financing on total electronics purchases over $9.99. This is the ultimate football experience. This is Sears. Subject to credit approval, see store or sears.com/football for details. Offer ends 2/13.
Well, Flo,
uh-huh.
This is what you call a clogged drain tap.
Yep, looks that way.
Might need a drain extension, some new compound.
Maybe a flange or a twirly thingy.
A twirly what?
Or what you said. Those sounded great. Let's go with that.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
On Wall Street, a mixed day for the markets yesterday. The Dow up 28 points, closing at 13,535. NASDAQ lost 7, S&P with a 2-point gain. Crude oil prices down 86 cents a barrel, finishing at $93.28. On Capitol Hill, in the better very late than never department, the House has approved roughly $51 billion in disaster aid for states devastated by Hurricane Sandy. The aid was approved in two pieces of legislation after a day-long debate yesterday. During that debate, Republican Congressman Peter King of Long Island, New York, said the federal funds are vital to those in need.
People are homeless, people are cold, people are without food. This is a serious, serious matter.
California Republican Congressman Tom McClintock argued the Sandy legislation contained too much unrelated spending. In the end, the Sandy aid package was approved. It now goes on to the Senate, where quick approval is expected there. The House and Senate previously approved a more than $9 billion flood insurance package for states affected by Sandy, which, by the way, struck the Northeast 2.5 months ago. And finally, it appears you can include Lance Armstrong's apparent confession among Oprah's favorite things. Yes, that might not be fair to Oprah Winfrey, but many of us are already very tired of hearing about an interview that hasn't even aired yet. Tomorrow night and Friday night on the Oprah Winfrey Network, Oprah talks with disgraced cyclist Lance Armstrong, who, for so many years, not only denied using any performance-enhancing drugs, but attacked and defamed anyone who accused him of it, including his teammates. So what does the general public have to say about Lance Armstrong's forthcoming admission? Here's a sampling of reaction from the streets of L.A.
The fact that he lied and he was having some help, drugs and whatever it was, is kind of a letdown to everyone. I think it's very disappointing that he lied about all of that.
And that certainly seems to be the prevailing opinion, but just listen to this guy and his feeling about Armstrong admitting to doping.
Yeah, it's probably not a good thing to do, but he's still a great athlete, though. He still earned it.
I think he needs to be tested for something. And one more opinion to share from someone who says Armstrong may have waited too long to come clean.
Because it's just going to build up and get worse and worse and worse. So, admit your problem and attack your problem.
Who is that? None other than longtime liar Pete Rose. When Pete is giving you advice on confession, you know you're in trouble. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.